Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
You know, like many of you, I read that now Dave Plyer is going to be hosting a show on Sundays where it's like all Sinatra all the time. Do you think that they got that idea from me playing this rejoin?
Probably.
Right? I think I'm taking credit for that.
I think they want you to help out, too. You're free Sunday mornings, right?
Got nothing else to do. I went last Sunday with my friend Mike Jakubowski and Jim Webster. I went duck hunting. And they have this blind in this field, and they said, oh, we're going to, they normally go on Saturdays. So they listen to the show when they're heading out there, which is nice. And they always invite me, but I can never go on a Saturday because I'm here. Come on out on a Sunday. Great. And Mike lives out way out there in Pingree Grove. And he goes, be at my house at 5:15. I don't like getting up early on a Sunday, Joe. But I did. I had a great time.
Didn't you wake up earlier than the ducks that day?
I did, and it was cold. I was so cold. I was so cold. It was unbelievable, but it was so much fun. All right, our phone number is 312-981-7200. Now, this Noodaloo 2, I was not sold on this idea until I heard what Lindsay recorded, and then I came up with a whole new reason why every one of us should have one of these in our in your pocket. Take a listen.
Let's see, there's no delicate way to put this. When you share a home with other people, maintaining the quality of the bathroom atmosphere is an ongoing consideration.
Ah!
Yeah, you can light a match or spray some room freshener, but when you're looking for a solution that's discreet and long-lasting, you're going to want to hear our new Tulu 2. Potty Mints. Potty Mints is a toilet freshener tablet box set that is an elegant solution for bathroom odors. Just drop a tablet in the toilet after flushing to release a clean, fresh aroma that'll last up to 3 more flushes. One box contains 22 individually wrapped potty mints that are about the size of a Necco wafer is what I'm going with. You can display the box in your powder room or your guest bathroom, free to use as needed, or shove a couple of these things in your purse or your bag to use in emergency situations when you're on the go. They're septic tank safe, including RVs and boats, non-toxic and pet friendly, and made in the USA. So the holidays are coming. Maybe you're having a bunch of people over and it's a small house, if you know what I mean. Maybe you'll be a guest at someone's home. Might save your guests or even you that awkward exit from the loo.
Do not go in there.
Or it just might be good for a giggle as maybe a hosting gift. Because nothing says thanks for having us like Potty Mints.
Woo!
Each box goes for $19.95. Check them out on PottyMints.com. That's this week's new Tulu 2.
Okay, so it's like a Necco wafer you drop in the toilet after you do your business, and so it smells nice. Here's what I'm thinking, Joe. If you are someone that suffers from IBS, you know what IBS is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right. You need to have these in your pocket. You know, because you got a health issue,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to parties and stuff like that, and you go into someone's bathroom, and maybe you just don't want to eat and be like, I'm sorry. Right? I mean, it's a natural thing. And you just drop one of these in the toilet when you're done, right?
Mm-hmm.
You leave a little something there before you leave, and then you go away. And you leave it in there, and it makes the bathroom smell fresh.
Just because I know what irritable bowel syndrome is doesn't mean that everybody needs to know if you have it, right?
There you go. Exactly. See, that's a Joe, you're like, you just got hired as the marketing thing for the marketing guy for potty melts.
No,
potty melts. Potty melts.
Know what IBS is, but don't let other people know you have it.
Exactly. Very nice. Pottymints.com is the website. And it's a fun, cute idea. And it would make a great holiday gift instead of a glass of a bottle of wine. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Paula in Downers Grove. Hey, Paula, it's you're on the radio. You're on WGN.
Yeah?
Hi.
Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. You too. You too.
As well as all these house hints. So here's my dilemma. I know I should have done this a long time ago, but earlier this year, but I have aluminum siding on my house. In the wind this week, a couple of probably 18-inch wide panels from the bottom of my chimney where it meets the
crown.
Garage roof.
Oh, okay.
Have come off, but really the whole house really needs new vinyl siding. So is it too late in the season to get my house sided?
Not at all.
Can you recommend somebody?
Yeah, not at all. And I think that if you're talking about siding the whole home, that's an area where it's really never too cold to do that. You can do that in the middle of winter. They're a little more careful with the panels as they're putting them up, but you probably have a better chance of getting it done as we enter winter, because people will typically wait until the spring to get all this done. You hear me talk about the folks at Cobblestone Development?
Yeah.
That would be a company that I would contact for siding. 773-661-0606.
Okay.
CobblestoneDevelopment.com, and then you could call them, tell them, you know, a little bit about the house, maybe send them a couple pictures, and then, you know, while they're in the city, I think to do a whole house siding issue like that, they move around all over the place. They're not, you know, they're not barbers, so they don't wait for the work to come to them. They go to the work.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Have a terrific rest of your day. Let's talk to Randy. Randy, why am I even talking to you? Where are you calling from?
Key West, Florida.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's sunny and 70 today.
Do you live down there in the winter, or what do you do?
I have a rental property and I go back and forth.
I love Key West, Florida. And I just think it's great.
It's paradise. I'm so happy that we bought this second home and the rental, and everything's working out really well.
So what do you do when you go down? Do you drive all the way, or do you, like, fly to Miami? What do you do?
I've done both, and they have direct flights in the winter to Key West. It's a three-hour flight. It's awesome.
From Chicago?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, American. I love it. It's like Pulaski Airport when you get off. And as soon as you step off you get out and walk across the tarmac, you'll go out the airport door and there's roosters everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. All right, well, how can I help you?
Well, okay, so I have a house that's built on cinder blocks frame, and underneath it's open air dirt. And termites is a big issue down there. I had a termite inspection, and you have to get it treated, no problem there. But someone recommended me, a contractor, that you should put plastic underneath it. And I thought, he goes, that would keep the moisture down and the bugs out. So I didn't know how I felt about that, because if the moisture, because, you know, it does rain, rainy season, would go on that plastic, would just sit there as well. And didn't know what to think about.
So, I mean, okay, so the thing is, down there, I would imagine the soil is mostly sand, right? We're talking about the house in Key West, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it mostly sand?
I'd say it's more dirt. You know, they call it the rock because it's all lava rock, Key West.
And got it.
It's not very deep, so it's not very sandy. Actually, the beaches at Key West aren't that great, like Naples or wherever, but it's more rock. So.
Okay. A couple ways to go. The plastic will help to keep the moisture out. The water, when you talk about water, if you get groundwater coming up, you know, if it's done properly, the water will stay below. One of the things you hear me talk about up here is crawl space encapsulation, which I have to imagine you would probably have someone down there that does that as well. Now, that is a little more involved, but what they do, it's basically like a pool liner, and they seal all the joints and they envelop the entire crawl. They come up the sides, and so everything gets trapped below layer of this pool liner, which is more durable than plastic. And it also helps, you know, they'll do the underside of the floor as well. So any of that damp air doesn't permeate up into the living space. That encapsulation is probably a better use of your money than just the plastic. And that would be something that if you searched out a contractor that does that work down there, I'd get an estimate to do that.
Yeah, the contractors are very hard to get and deal with down there. They're not of the best quality. So,
would you be the guy that would be putting the plastic down?
Probably. Well, I could put I could put rolls of sheets of plastic underneath. That wouldn't be too hard.
If you were going to do that, then you need to overlap it, and you need to come up the sides of the foundation a little bit and terminate it on the underside of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, when you say the floor, are you talking about the ground?
Well, you said as a crawl, right? And you've got the wood floor over the top, the frame floor.
I don't know if it's there. No, it's not a crawl. No, I'd be sorry about that. It's raised about 3 feet on cinder blocks, the building, and it's ground level.
It's raised, and you can crawl underneath there.
Correct.
And if you're lying on your back, what are you looking at?
The bottom floor of the first
floor. Yeah, that's what I mean. So you need to come up that raised part of the foundation wall as well, just to try and encapsulate the odor and keep the moisture down, and that would probably make the most sense. Appreciate the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time.